ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 1, Text 13. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Advaitam harinadvaitad acharyam bhakti shanshanat bhaktavataram ishamtam advaitacharyam ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita, and because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee, therefore I take shelter of him. Today is a very happy day. Every day is happy in Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who we have access to his mercy by the mercy of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Today is a special festival. Every day is a festival in Krishna consciousness, especially in Mayapur. That's verified that Mayapur Mangalati is the most popular. I've been watching it the last few days on the internet. You can get Mangalati on the internet, you can get everything on the internet now. So I see that this morning there were 430 viewers for Mayapur Mangalati, and the next one was 18 for Juhu, and then there are some other places. So by popular vote, Mayapur is the most blissful Mangalati. So I said that this verse is the a translation and commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If we look in the Chaitanya Charitamrita with Srila Prabhupada's commentary, we won't find any commentary there. It doesn't have one of the Bhaktivedanta purports to this verse. So you may wonder why I should speak on this. When the general etiquette is not to comment on a verse that has not been commented on by the previous acharyas, but actually Srila Prabhupada did comment on it. He gave not in his books, but in a class which he gave here in Mayapur, I don't have the date in April of 1975 or 76. It's what I consider to be a classic lecture of Srila Prabhupada's. Every lecture he gave was perfect, complete, inspiring, educative, didactic. But still, there are some of his talks which devotees, they particularly remember. There's his own remembrances of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There's the arrival speech in Los Angeles where he says to print and distribute books as much as possible and the whole world will automatically become Krishna conscious. So in my humble or not humble opinion, this is one of Srila Prabhupada's classic talks, and there are two points in here especially. What Srila Prabhupada is talking about the Krishna consciousness movement spreading, and there'll be millions of devotees and thousands of acharyas, and the ending of the class is also classic. So I'll read through. I won't read all of it, but I'll read, I'll select some parts and read and make some commentary. here and there about that. So the verse states, I'll read it again, because he is none different from Hari the Supreme, from Hari the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita, and because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee, therefore I take shelter of him. The Srila Prabhupada started this class with examining the first point, describing the first point in the description of Advaita in this verse by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj, in which Srila Prabhupada states that Advaita means non-different, not different. Yeah, it means that. Non-different is an expansion of Mahavishnu. He is Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. Advaita Machutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. Krishna has got an unlimited number of expansions, in expansions of the expansions, and expansion of the expansion in this way. Advaita Acharya is an expansion of Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita. So this much Srila Prabhupada spoke on the topic of Advaita being the Supreme Lord. And then most of the rest of the talk, he, Srila Prabhupada, dedicates to the statement in this verse, Acharyam Bhakti Shansanat. Which means that, Srila Prabhupada will explain this, that an Acharya spreads the cult of bhakti. So Srila Prabhupada, I'll read this. The topic is about Acharya, not so much directly about Advaita, but from understanding this, we can understand what is Advaita Acharya's position, why he's known as Acharya, and what it means to be an Acharya. So Srila Prabhupada comments, this is the business of an Acharya to spread the bhakti cult. Acharyang mang vijaneya navamanyeta karahichit. It is said by the Lord, you should accept the Acharya. Acharya means, now there are various definitions of the word Acharya, and Srila Prabhupada often quoted that, I believe it's from Vayu Purana, the classic definition of the word Acharya. But here Srila Prabhupada, in pursuance of the words here, Acharyam Bhakti Shansanat, states that Acharya means one who transmits the bhakti cult, Bhakti Shansanat, spreading, Ghoshtyanandi, one who is spreading, he is cultivating. So then he's referring to another type, who is cultivating Krishna consciousness for his personal benefit in a secluded place, sitting and chanting. That is also nice, but he's not an Acharya. Acharya means he must spread Ghoshtyanandi. Bhajanandi, Ghoshtyanandi. Bhajanandi and Ghoshtyanandi, Srila Prabhupada will explain these terms. Ghoshtyanandi means one who wants to increase the number of devotees, and one who is self-satisfied that let me do my own duty, he is called a Bhajanandi. So my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a Ghoshtyanandi. He wanted to increase the number of devotees. And the more you increase the number of devotees, the more you become very much recognized by Krishna. It is Krishna's business. Krishna personally comes, as he is, Krishna, to spread this bhakti cult. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru savadhaman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. He's canvassing personally. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chadushritam dharma sansthapanartaya. Sambhavami yuge yuge. So the same thing is entrusted to another devotee, and who spreads, he's an Acharya. So Krishna says, the Acharya, here it is said, Advaitam Harinadvaitad. So of course, Advaita Acharya is an expansion of Vishnu Tattva, but any Acharya, he is to be considered identical with the Lord. The Lord says that. Srila Prabhupada quotes this again. Acharyam mam vijaniya. One should understand the Acharya to be non-different from Krishna. Acharya bhakti shansanat. Acharya means who is spreading the pure bhakti cult. That Acharya, Krishna says, you should consider an Acharya as myself. Acharyam Acharyam mam vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit. You cannot consider, yes, he is an Acharya, but not as good as Krishna. No. Na avamanyeta. Don't deride in that way. Then there will be fall down. Acharyam mam vijaniyat navamanyeta karhichit. And in the Vedas also it is said, yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tata guru. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality and the similar faith in the Guru, all the Vedic literature, prakashante, becomes revealed simply by these two principles. Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. We should not jump over Krishna without the help of Guru. That is not possible. You must go through, because Krishna says, Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jignyasu shreya uttamam. Actually, one who is serious to understand higher transcendental subject matter, he must approach a guru. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta. These are Vedic injunctions. Chokudano diloje janme janme pitase. Guru means one who opens the eyes of the ignorant person. Agyanatimirandhasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya. So opening the eyes by giving real knowledge. Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Bhakti Lata, the devotional service, the seed of devotional service can be received by the parampara system through a bona fide spiritual master. And if we abide by the orders of the spiritual master faithfully, then Krishna becomes pleased. That is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasadaha arna korihamane asha narotam das. All the acharyas, they say like that. Acharyam mam vijaniyat. Acharyavan purusho veda. One who has accepted an acharya, he knows things as they are. Others, they do not know. It is not possible. So, Advaita Acharya is the typical example of how to become an acharya. All are our acharyas. Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Shivashadi, Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All of them are acharyas because they are following the acharya, supreme acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they are acharya. Evang parang para praptam imang raja shayo viduhu. So we have to follow the acharya. Then when we are completely 100% follower of Acharya, then you can also act as Acharya. So Srila Prabhupada's quoting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasi, he's been quoting Narottam Das Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting the Vedas. These are all Acharyas, undoubtedly Acharyas. But then Srila Prabhupada says, you can also act as Acharya. This is the process. But then Srila Prabhupada warns, don't become a premature Acharya. First of all, follow the orders of the Acharya and you become mature. Then it is better to become Acharya. Because we are interested in preparing Acharya, Srila Prabhupada makes this statement that what is he doing by training his disciples? Preparing acharyas. But the etiquette is, at least for the period the guru is present, one should not become an acharya. That's an important quote, seeing as we've heard the GPC is seriously considering that devotees whose gurus are still present in this world should also initiate. So here Srila Prabhupada is talking about taking the formal role of an acharya, because one can be an acharya by example in the present. Every devotee should be an acharya by example. You don't have to wait until your guru passes away before you start acting in an ideal way. That's the meaning of an acharya. But to formally, here the acharya is being used in the sense of formally accepting disciples. We are interested in preparing acharya, but the etiquette is, at least for the period the guru is present, one should not become an acharya. If he is, even if he is complete, complete means in this context, even if he's ready in all ways, even if he is complete, he should not, because the etiquette is, if somebody comes for becoming initiated, it is the duty of such persons to bring that prospective candidate to his acharya. Not that, now people are coming to me, so I can become an acharya. That is avamanya. Navamanyeta karihichit. Avamanya means to disregard, neglect, disrespect. So navamanyeta karihichit. Don't transgress this etiquette. Navamanyeta. That will be fall down. Just like during the lifetime of our Guru Maharaj, all our God brothers now who are acting as acharya, they did not do so. That is not etiquette. Acharyang mang vijaniyad na avamanya. That is an insult. So if you insult your acharya, then you are finished. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadad nagati katopi. Finished. If you displease your acharya, then you are finished. Therefore it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to all the acharyas, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda, they are all carriers of the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So try to follow the path of acharya process. Then life will be successful. And to become an acharya is not very difficult. As Srila Prabhupada often said, it's not. First of all, try to become a very faithful servant of your acharya. Follow strictly what he says. Try to please him and spread Krishna consciousness. So it's the principle is very simple, as Srila Prabhupada said so many times. You follow strictly. One who is a strict follower, then he can become a leader also, can teach others. And try to please him, your acharya, and spread Krishna consciousness. That's all. What do you have to do to become an acharya? Please him and spread Krishna consciousness. That's all. It is not at all difficult. Try to follow the instruction of your Guru Maharaj and spread Krishna consciousness. That is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Amaragyai Guru Hoya Taro Edesh Jare Deko Tare Koha Krishna Upadesh. And then Srila Prabhupada talks about the meaning of Krishna Upadesh. And how Krishna Upadesh means the instructions of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada states that you have to... We have to simply repeat like a parrot, not exactly, because a parrot doesn't understand the meaning. You should understand the meaning also, otherwise how can you explain? So that gives some insight that we're supposed to simply repeat what we have heard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders, Krishna's orders, but we have to be ready to explain that also. So you should understand the meaning also, otherwise how can you explain? We want to spread Krishna consciousness. Prepare yourself how to repeat Krishna's instructions very nicely without any malinterpretation. Then in future, suppose you have now got 10,000. So this refers to Srila Prabhupada is saying, suppose, let's say we have about 10,000 devotees in the movement now. We shall expand to 100,000. That is required. Then 100,000 to million and million to 10 million. I said this was a classic class. And devotees, jai! And Prabhupada continued, there will be no scarcity of acharyas. And people will understand Krishna consciousness very easily. So make that organization. Don't be falsely puffed up. Follow the acharya's instruction and try to make yourself perfect, mature. Then it will be very easy to fight out Maya. Yes, acharyas, they declare war against Maya's activities that Maya is instructing. Here is wine, here is cigarette. In your country, these advertisements are very prominent. Wine advertisement, cigarette advertisement, naked woman advertisement, sometimes gambling, also advertisement. What is that? Congo? And devotees said, bingo. So here we find another thing that Srila Prabhupada says, an acharya, he fights against Maya. Yes, bingo, Prabhupada said. Yes, so this is Maya and our declaration of war with Maya. No intoxication, no meat eating, no bingo. These are our declaration of war. Now don't get a machine gun and go into a bingo hall. That's not what he means. You take your mridanga and cartels and go in the bingo hall. So we have to fight in that way because nobody can understand Krishna without being free from all sinful activities. These are sinful activities. Therefore, it is the acharya's business to stop these nonsense activities. And then Srila Prabhupada spoke for some time about the situation in Kali Yuga where people are killing animals, they're killing their children. It's a very, very dangerous situation, Srila Prabhupada said. Very, very abominable condition in this age of Kali. It is the beginning of Kali. We have to pass through another 427,000 years. People are now practicing eating at their children, and in this way, Srila Prabhupada went on to elaborate on how Kali Yuga is so bad. And then Srila Prabhupada said, don't try to repeat your birth again and again in this Kali Yuga. So sometimes we hear that we should want to come back again and preach. Often, it seems to me, I think like that, when everything's going quite nicely, I think, yeah, I'd like to come back life after life. And then when things get really tough and nasty and your body is hurting in so many ways, I think, well, maybe I should just go back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada, yeah, what a hope. By Prabhupada's mercy, it's possible, His divine grace. So don't try to repeat your birth again and again in this Kali Yuga. This must have been in 1975, because I remember when I came to 1976 here to Mayapur for the first time in this lifetime. Devotees were still talking about that. They were saying that Prabhupada had said, don't come back again. This Kali Yuga is so bad, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So Srila Prabhupada said, don't try to repeat your birth again and again in this Kali Yuga. It will not be a very happy life. Better sacrifice everything in this life and be fully Krishna conscious and go back home, back to Godhead. Don't wait for the next life. This is very seriously repeated, that in this life I shall finish my Krishna consciousness business. And as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna consciousness business means to understand Krishna rightly. And now we're coming up to another classic point. As Srila Prabhupada, you can hear this recording, that Srila Prabhupada speaking, as usual, in a very strong and convinced voice throughout, but now at this point he starts to become more intense and you could say more excited. And Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is explaining himself rightly. Where is the difficulty to finish the Krishna consciousness business? If Krishna is explaining himself what he is, then where is your difficulty? Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is sending his representative Acharya to teach you. And Krishna is within yourself trying to teach you if you are actually serious. Then where is the difficulty? Inside, outside, always books, knowledge. He is prepared. Krishna is prepared to help us. So, where is the difficulty to make yourself perfect in Krishna consciousness? There is no difficulty at all. Provided you are serious, you can become fully Krishna conscious in this very life. You are all young men. You are not an old man like me. I have no opportunity. And Prabhupada at this point became stunned and couldn't speak anything more. Feeling that I have no opportunity to be Krishna conscious. So that's classic. And there's a few times recorded where Srila Prabhupada just becomes stunned in ecstasy and can't speak anymore. So this is a classic talk on being an acharya, what it means to be an acharya. And how Srila Prabhupada, he wants to spread. He's an acharya, definitely. He's the acharya of the whole universe, of many universes. So Srila Prabhupada, he says, we want to prepare more acharyas. And actually that's the, although some people say that no one should be a guru after Srila Prabhupada, but actually Srila Prabhupada wanted all his disciples to be gurus. He's talking about thousands of acharyas. And sometimes I think that seeing the various problems that we have faced and do face in our ISKCON, Krishna Conscious Society, I sometimes think that if all of Srila Prabhupada's disciples had taken that order to be an acharya, then we wouldn't face that. We wouldn't face so many problems. And in the society of pure devotees and those who are dedicated to preaching and teaching Krishna consciousness with no personal motive, then there may not have been so many problems. Purity is the force, as Srila Prabhupada stated in various ways. So considering Advaita Acharya, who is Advaita Acharya? We can give the life history. He was born where? Anyone know the name of the place? Shantipur? Who said Shantipur? Anyone? Bangladesh, okay, getting a little closer. This is also Bangladesh. I mean, that place is called, that country is called Bangladesh, but actually it just means the country of the Bengalis. So this is also Bangladesh. It's called Lawa. It's in the northeast of Bangladesh. And I'm not sure if it's still in Shillet district because the Bangladesh government cut all the districts up. Purnatirtha, it's sometimes also called. So then his father, Kuver, came down to Shantipur, and Advaita Acharya's house was in Shantipur. He had another house where? Here. It's just up the road. You can go and see. Advaita Bhavan. The Bhaktisthan Saraswati established this place there. Advaita Bhavan, the house of Advaita Acharya Prabhu. So we can study the history, and there are some what Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur called apagrantha, which just like upper sampradaya means it's a sampradaya, but it's not proper. So apagrantha, there are some books written by about the Advaita Acharya which are not accepted as bona fide by Bhaktisthan Saraswati Thakur, and even objective outside scholars note that there are various difficulties in there. difficulties means historical impossibilities and contradictions and some things which don't fit with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. But anyway, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, that when we leave behind history and allegory, then Krishna Katha can begin. So it's not exactly that we're doing a historical study. There is one lady scholar from America or Canada, Rebecca Manring, who has written at least two books on Advaita Acharya and the influence of his sampradaya and writings and this and that. But we can't understand Krishna or Advaita Acharya or anything or anyone by the objective scholarly method, as Srila Prabhupada has quoted here in this lecture, which I just read parts from. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasya te katityahi arata prakashante mahat. One who has full faith in Krishna and guru, to him all the imports of Vedic knowledge are revealed. Just like here we're worshipping Advaita Acharya. To the materialist, it seems absurd that we have a big statue and we dress, feed, bathe, clothe, worship. To the materialist, it seems just ridiculous. But we don't care what the materialists think because we know this is Krishna. Here is Advaita. The pujaris, they're worshipping so nicely all these years. The deities, the cooks are cooking and they're thinking, how will Krishna enjoy this? They know that Krishna, this meant for Krishna. It's not some ritual putting in front of a statue. And then by knowing this, we experience how Krishna is really here. The deities are here. So it's not just the mundaners. They want to explain Krishna in a historical way. Did Krishna actually exist? Or maybe there was someone called Krishna and typical of Hinduism, they identified him with God or Vishnu. There was some folk God and some rustic God and they blended him with Vishnu. And in this way, the scholars, they make their explanations of how is it anyway that all these people are worshipping Krishna? What's going on? But they can't think that, well, actually Krishna, as all the devotees accept, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the devotees surrender their hearts and their lives and to Krishna, and there's a reciprocation from Krishna. To them, that's all meaningless. They're scholars, and they study. Was there such a person? Of course, they can't think about Advaita. No one tries to say that there wasn't such a historical person as Advaita. Too close in time to deny that he actually existed. But this way, that way, and they just want to see him as an ordinary person who somehow became anthropomorphic. Is it something like that you make a man into God? Or you, anthropomorphism is considering God to be like a man. So we don't take it. We have nothing to do with that. Let them go on babbling like a bunch of frogs, and we don't care. To hell with that. Anyway, they're going to hell. So what does it matter? So by historical analysis, we cannot understand Krishna. And by allegory, now we won't find that so much with Advaita Acharya, but there are many Hindus who, and others, no, it will be mostly Hindus, who will want to interpret Krishna's pastimes, because they find them a little embarrassing. What's all this Krishna He steals the clothes of the gopis who then come in front of him naked. And someone said to Srila Prabhupada that this is an allegory to show how we have to become naked in front of God. And Prabhupada just blasted. What are you talking about? It actually happened. This was an actual, it was, is, and it's eternal pastime. It's not some allegory, because the, especially with the coming of the morally upright British, who they thought that this Krishna, how are all the Hindus worshipping Krishna when he's such an immoral person? So the Hindus found themselves having to justify that. And so they say, well, it's an allegory, and it's not really real, but it's to be understood in this way and that way. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that when we leave behind history and allegory, then Krishna Katha can begin. We don't accept the theories of mundane people who are fascinated by Krishna. He is all attractive, but at the same time, they are envious of him, inimical of him. So Advaita Acharya is celebrating his appearance day today. He is a real person. All the universes emanate from him as Mahavishnu, and he enters within the universe also. And although he's personally capable of delivering all the universes, he calls Krishna. Who can deliver the people in this Kali Yuga? Only Krishna himself. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came due to the... Of course, there are various causes for his appearance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. And that is described and analyzed in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But one cause is the loud call of Advaita Acharya, calling out, Krishna, Krishna, you have to come, and worshipping Krishna with Ganga water and Tulsi, and calling out to Krishna. And so this, and the chanting and prayers of Haridas Thakur, that caused Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear. So we pray that Daya Karo Sita Pati Advaita Goshai Tava Kripa Bale Pai Chaitanya Nita. We, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can enter that very secret land of Rajadham, which is manifested here in a different way in Mayapur, the dancing in Vrindavan. Here there's dancing, but a different way. There it is Krishna's Rasa Leela, and here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gives Krishna, by the mercy of Nityananda, then we can become qualified to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when we become free from all sinful desires. Vishaya charya kabe shuddha hobe man tobe hamaharabo shri vrindava. What is that before that? Sri Krishna Chaitanya ar kabe nitai chande karuna hoibe shangshara bashana mo kabe tucha hobe. By the mercy of Nityananda, we can become free from all material desires. And even there's the case of Jagai and Madhai, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't accept. He was ready to reject them. But Nityananda, he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you accept them also. Raghunath Das, he could not approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. He had to go through Nityananda. So we have to go through Nityananda to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to, by the mercy of Advaita Acharya, then we can get the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya. And of course, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they're always fighting with each other, playful fighting, throwing rice. That's a throwing Nityananda Prabhu, nothing that's going to hurt, but throwing rice on the body of Advaita Acharya and then contaminating him with his remnants. And Advaita Acharya say, "Oh, now all my religious principles are spoiled. You put this contaminated food," and Advaita Nityananda says, "Oh, you're such an offender. This is prasad. You can't say it's katha." So in this way, they're always joking with each other and fighting with each other. And of course, the mundane scholars, they misunderstand and they think that there's some... Actually, Advaita and Nityananda, they were rivals and they didn't like each other. Best that we hear from our acharyas about Advaita Acharya. Hare Krishna. I'm supposed to finish by 9 a.m. It's now 8:57. So, if anyone would like to say anything, I'm not going to ask you to say anything because yesterday you said in the class and it was strange what you said. So I'm not going to ask you to speak again. If anyone has anything to say or question to ask, yeah, please.
My experience is that Advaita Acharya took course for material resistance.
The two causes for?
For material resistance. The material resistance comes because of effective cause, and the first one is
Upadan Karan, and what's the other one? Nibbita Karan. Yeah, that's described. It's a bit complex for our little brains. Two causes. Actually, there may be many causes. We could say there are many causes. Just like, what is the cause of this little container? You could say it's oil, plastic. The cause is because someone made it. The cause is because someone desired to use it. So there may be many causes, but basically put into two, the material ingredients, the material universe comes, the cause is the material ingredients. A pot is made from clay, so the clay is the cause, and the potter is also the cause because he makes it. So there's the instrumental cause, the one who makes it, and there's the, what's the other word usually? Effective cause. Well, that's the same as instrument. So that's it, in brief. Doing my best to...
My question was,
why Advaita Acharya is... He's Mahavishnu.
His instrumental cause.
Well, he's Mahavishnu and he's Sadashiva. Right? So, from Mahavishnu comes all the universes. And Sadashiva, as Shambhu, he gets things going by injecting all the... what is that? Ahang Bija Pradapita. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm the seed-giving father, but then the acharyas say that actually refers to Shambhu, who see the Shiva linga, that's Shiva, and there's the linga, and there's the yoni underneath. So that means that represents Shiva, his sex with Parvati, which injects all the living beings into the universe. I'm not going to say more because I don't really know much more about it, to tell the truth. Better you find someone who does. It's inconceivable. For sure. Asuhotra Swami, he could tell you all these things. Unfortunately, he passed away. He got into all of this in detail. So it's past 9 o'clock. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas chakripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo. Namo namaha.